I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a Canadian military team arrives at a Manitoba First Nation dealing with a water crisis, and an Arizona tribe sets up a hotline to report concerns about ICE. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A team from the Canadian military has arrived at a Northern Manitoba First Nation, which is dealing with a severe water crisis. One of the reserve's water treatment plants has been out of commission for 2 weeks after a power outage. More from Dan Karpinchuk. Indigenous peoples across the U.S. have been swept up in the Trump administration's crackdown on undocumented immigrants. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, an Arizona tribe is taking steps to safeguard its tribal members. In the Twin Cities this week, a number of tribes are issuing tribal IDs to their citizens. Tribal leaders have been raising concerns about the safety of their citizens in the area following last week's fatal shooting in Minneapolis. They're encouraging their citizens to carry identification, including tribal IDs. White Earth Nation, Red Lake Nation, Boys Fort Band, Mille Lacs Band, and Leech Lake Band are among tribes holding ID events at their urban offices. Leaders of Native organizations and grassroots groups have been responding to the shooting with community safety plans, as members of the Native community have been reporting interactions with ICE. A community prayer and gathering was held Sunday, and organizers are hosting Know Your Rights events this week. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.